This is the NSCN ESOL International Intermediate Level B1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. How old is your brother? 2. How do you go to school? 3. Where is the nearest bookshop? 4. Can you describe your friend? 5. Where can I buy some plasters? 6. How many onions do you want? 7. Shall we go swimming on Saturday? 8. What do you think of this jacket? 9. Where have I put my keys? 10. What time does the film start?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. How old is your brother? 2. How do you go to school? 3. Where is the nearest bookshop? 4. Can you describe your friend? 5. Where can I buy some plasters? 6. How many onions do you want? 7. Shall we go swimming on Saturday? 8. What do you think of this jacket? 9. Where have I put my keys? 10. What time does the film start?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Part 2. Conversations. You will hear two conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them.
Listen to conversation 1. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good afternoon, Miss Smith. Nice to meet you. Please take a seat.
Hello. Nice to meet you too.
OK, Miss Smith, I am your interviewer today. I'd like to ask you a few questions. Firstly, can you tell me a little bit about your previous work experience?
Well, I'm unemployed at the moment, but before that I worked in a restaurant, in the kitchen. But sometimes I worked as a waitress. I worked there for 18 months after finishing my exams and leaving school.
Can you tell me what skills you have that would help you in this job?
I'm very organised and always on time. I have good people skills and I am polite. I can cook and I have a certificate in food safety. I also have my driving licence.
OK, thank you. And why do you want to work here?
I would like this job because I know that it's a good company to work for. I am interested in meeting people and talking to customers. And of course, I would like to develop a career.
When could you start?
If possible, I could start straight away.
OK, Miss Smith. Thank you very much. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes, I do. Could you tell me how much I will be paid per hour? And what are the working hours of this position?
You will be paid £8.50 an hour and work for 35 hours a week. You will have 2 days off a week, usually Sunday and Monday. You will normally be expected to be ready to start work at 9 o'clock.
That sounds perfect for me. Thank you very much. I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you for coming today, Miss Smith. It was nice to meet you. I will be in touch.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good afternoon, Miss Smith. Nice to meet you. Please take a seat.
Hello. Nice to meet you too.
OK, Miss Smith, I am your interviewer today. I'd like to ask you a few questions. Firstly, can you tell me a little bit about your previous work experience?
Well, I'm unemployed at the moment, but before that I worked in a restaurant, in the kitchen. But sometimes I worked as a waitress. I worked there for 18 months after finishing my exams and leaving school.
Can you tell me what skills you have that would help you in this job?
I'm very organised and always on time. I have good people skills and I am polite. I can cook and I have a certificate in food safety. I also have my driving licence.
OK, thank you. And why do you want to work here?
I would like this job because I know that it's a good company to work for. I am interested in meeting people and talking to customers. And of course, I would like to develop a career.
When could you start?
If possible, I could start straight away.
OK, Miss Smith. Thank you very much. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes, I do. Could you tell me how much I will be paid per hour? And what are the working hours of this position?
You will be paid £8.50 an hour and work for 35 hours a week. You will have 2 days off a week, usually Sunday and Monday. You will normally be expected to be ready to start work at 9 o'clock.
That sounds perfect for me. Thank you very much. I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you for coming today, Miss Smith. It was nice to meet you. I will be in touch.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Emma. I just wanted to talk to someone. I'm so fed up. I'm having a terrible day.
Oh, dear. What's the matter?
Well, I was late for work. I got up early as usual, but my car wouldn't start. That's the second time this week. I really will have to get a new one.
Oh, no. How did you get to work?
I caught the bus, but it was really slow. The traffic was terrible.
Were you very late?
Yes. I didn't get to the office till 10. My boss was not very pleased about that.
Well, I'm sure he won't mind if you stay a bit later at work today to catch up on the hour you missed this morning.
I could do that, but there's another problem. My computer has crashed. Fortunately, I have saved my work on my memory stick.
So, what are you going to do?
I think the best thing for me to do is go home and try to do the work there. I have a computer at home, and I think my boss will agree to that.
That's a good idea. How are you going to get home? Do you want me to come and pick you up in my car? I'm free now, so it's no problem.
That's really kind, Emma, but no thank you. I think I'll walk. It'll take me 30 minutes. But I think it'll do me good to be outside in the fresh air.
OK, hope you have a better afternoon.
Thanks, Emma. And thank you for listening. I'll phone you later and perhaps we can have a cup of coffee together sometime.
Yes, that would be nice. Bye, Carol.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Emma. I just wanted to talk to someone. I'm so fed up. I'm having a terrible day.
Oh, dear. What's the matter?
Well, I was late for work. I got up early as usual, but my car wouldn't start. That's the second time this week. I really will have to get a new one.
Oh, no. How did you get to work?
I caught the bus, but it was really slow. The traffic was terrible.
Were you very late?
Yes. I didn't get to the office till 10. My boss was not very pleased about that.
Well, I'm sure he won't mind if you stay a bit later at work today to catch up on the hour you missed this morning.
I could do that, but there's another problem. My computer has crashed. Fortunately, I have saved my work on my memory stick.
So, what are you going to do?
I think the best thing for me to do is go home and try to do the work there. I have a computer at home, and I think my boss will agree to that.
That's a good idea. How are you going to get home? Do you want me to come and pick you up in my car? I'm free now, so it's no problem.
That's really kind, Emma, but no thank you. I think I'll walk. It'll take me 30 minutes. But I think it'll do me good to be outside in the fresh air.
OK, hope you have a better afternoon.
Thanks, Emma. And thank you for listening. I'll phone you later and perhaps we can have a cup of coffee together sometime.
Yes, that would be nice. Bye, Carol.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
People love cats, and in the UK, they are the third most popular pet after fish and dogs. There are about 8 million cats living in homes in the UK. But what do you really know about cats? Here are some facts about these interesting animals. Cats started living with people as pets thousands of years ago, perhaps in ancient Egypt. And now there are about 500 million domestic cats around the world. People like to keep cats because they can be friendly, but also because they can catch rats and mice. Cats are usually very good hunters and have very good eyesight. They can catch mice, rats, and small birds. Although they often do not eat them, if they can get normal cat food at home. Cats are very lazy animals. On average, they sleep for about 16 hours a day. They also spend a lot of time keeping themselves clean by washing their fur with their tongues. In English, male cats are called toms and female cats are called queens. Female cats are pregnant for about 9 weeks and usually have between 2 and 5 babies, called kittens. There are over 100 different kinds of cat, including the Manx cat, which has no tail, and the Sphinx cat, which has no hair.
Now listen to the broadcasts again.
People love cats, and in the UK, they are the third most popular pet after fish and dogs. There are about 8 million cats living in homes in the UK. But what do you really know about cats? Here are some facts about these interesting animals. Cats started living with people as pets thousands of years ago, perhaps in ancient Egypt. And now there are about 500 million domestic cats around the world. People like to keep cats because they can be friendly, but also because they can catch rats and mice. Cats are usually very good hunters and have very good eyesight. They can catch mice, rats, and small birds, although they often do not eat them if they can get normal cat food at home. Cats are very lazy animals. On average, they sleep for about 16 hours a day. They also spend a lot of time keeping themselves clean by washing their fur with their tongues. In English, male cats are called toms and female cats are called queens. Female cats are pregnant for about 9 weeks and usually have between 2 and 5 babies, called kittens. There are over 100 different kinds of cat, including the Manx cat, which has no tail, and the Sphinx cat, which has no hair.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Welcome to Greenfield. What can you do here? Here are a few suggestions for the visitor. You can walk around the shops and see the sights. And when you're tired, you can have a cup of coffee. Try one of the fashionable cafes, such as Valentino's. Or if you want a meal, go to Pete's Pizzeria. We recommend Pete's Super Special Pizza. It's really tasty and not too expensive. You can walk along Rose Way and visit Prince's Park, which is perfect for children. There's so much to do there, including tennis, crazy golf, and roller skating. You can take the number 32 bus from the bus station to the marketplace, where you can buy all kinds of fruit and vegetables or souvenirs. The market is open every day except Sunday. If you like historic buildings, you should not miss the Church of St. Nicholas. It's nearly 500 years old and has some wonderful stained glass windows. There's also the Museum of Toys right next door to the church, and the entry is free. To get more information about Greenfield, call in at the Tourist Information Office opposite the museum or call 01994 326 187.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Welcome to Greenfield. What can you do here? Here are a few suggestions for the visitor. You can walk around the shops and see the sights, and when you're tired, you can have a cup of coffee. Try one of the fashionable cafes, such as Valentino's, or if you want a meal, go to Pete's Pizzeria. We recommend Pete's Super Special Pizza. It's really tasty and not too expensive. You can walk along Rose Way and visit Prince's Park, which is perfect for children. There's so much to do there, including tennis, crazy golf, and roller skating. You can take the number 32 bus from the bus station to the marketplace, where you can buy all kinds of fruit and vegetables or souvenirs. The market is open every day except Sunday. If you like historic buildings, you should not miss the Church of St. Nicholas. It's nearly 500 years old and has some wonderful stained glass windows. There's also the Museum of Toys right next door to the church, and the entry is free. To get more information about Greenfield, call in at the Tourist Information Office opposite the museum or call 01994 326 187.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.